Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, I'm Chris Stainis, the host of Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. And today I just want to share, because we're going to have some artists on the show, I want to share how good it is to do something with your hands, to be creative. It brings out things in you you didn't even know were there. Anything, doodle, cut up magazines, paste onto collage, especially now starting up the year. Put your intentions into form. Even if it's writing, like writing a poem, write a new journal. So my guests today are three of our presenters at the Woman Wisdom Conference, which you have heard me talking about for months now. It's February 16th through the 20th. I'm going to be talking to some artists. Two will be giving workshops, and we're also going to talk about our Goddess Chant performance. So I have Kim Gordon Cumbo here today. She's a life coach, a soul collage facilitator, and a former lay midwife whose passion it is to help women mine the gold from the challenges of or transitions. She helps women reconnect with their intuitive wisdom to walk through difficult changes into a life they love. But Kim has loved images, photography, and crafting since she was a teenager. And it was this love of images that led her to use collage in the childbirth classes she has taught as a midwife. Her website is www.ignitechangecoaching.com. And she's going to give a workshop at the conference on Sunday afternoon, February 19th. It's called Lions, Tigers, and Bears, Oh My, Soul Collage, Animal Allies. And we're very drawn to this topic. So that's why she's going to be at the conference. You know, talking about lions and tigers and bears, that got us excited. So she's going to help you discover how your chakras, animal totems, and soul collage can help you discover what your animal is and which chakra it resides in, and you're going to make a soul collage card depicting the animal and its energy. So welcome, Kim, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris, for having me today.
Great. So I would love for you to share first about your journey in discovering soul collage. What brought you to use that particular medium to inspire people to discover their I know you work with clients and you're doing coaching and things like that. So tell us about your journey.
Well, my journey began when I was a teen, and it was through an Episcopal youth group where I discovered not only collage, but also the power of ritual and the power of ritual and nature together. And that led me to becoming more in touch with myself, which led to midwifery. And midwifery, it just kind of led from one thing to the next to the next. So it's really been quite a exciting and creative journey. In my childbirth classes as a midwife, we would create collages for the women to focus on in labor, and many of those involve doors and clouds and fences and gates, which was just an opening that helped them to realize just how much their body was going to be welcoming this new presence. And as the years went by, midwifery melded into the background. And I came to 12-step. And 12-step, as a family member of one of my partners who had an addiction that was impacting our life. And in that time, I made several different collages. And I was also doing some therapy work, and my therapist suggested that I check out the Art and Soul workshop, which happens in Portland periodically. and Folklage was there. And I took that class and was immediately hooked. And I took another class a month later, and I discovered that I could become a facilitator in another month. And so we went to San Diego, and I made only one card in the four-day period of time, and that card totally changed how I viewed collage and how I viewed the wisdom that I have within that was just waiting to be acknowledged and brought to the surface. And so that's why I like the term mining the gold from within, because there is just so much richness in so many different layers that we have either purposely or unconsciously covered up. So that, in a nutshell, is kind of my journey with how I came to Soul Collage. After I became a facilitator, it took me a couple years to start facilitating as I was building my own deck. I felt it was important to do a lot of work with the cards before I started introducing it to others. And now I have around 65 cards, and these cards are just so rich and so full as to what I can know about myself and how I can, through my cards, show others how they can also mine the gold from within by making their own cards.
So describe a soul collage. What are the cards?
The cards typically are 5x8. They're a nice, that's a nice size to be able to hold them in your hand good and to be able to see the images clearly. And many people will buy mat board and have it cut to that size. Other people will use cereal boxes or cracker boxes and just cut it to the size. So typically what happens is you'll sit down with a couple or maybe quite a few magazines and just encourage to start ripping pages out. And you just allow your soul to be called to the images that want to be torn from this magazine. And it's very interesting, some of the images that get torn, and you think they're going to be used, but then you start putting the image on the card, and for whatever reason, you look on the other side, and there's a different image that you end up putting on the card. So the card, it's very intuitive. It's very easy. It's very fun. It's the highest form of recycling there is. You can use Christmas cards and calendars. And then you just glue them on. So that's the first step, is creating the card. And some people, if they are have a real artistic leaning or a design background, may need to just mentally say to their little design critic to go sit outside the front door and have a cup of tea, so that you're just really allowing the right brain to be in motion and the intuition to come forward.
Yeah, so, it's a great process. And I'm curious, because we don't have a lot of time, but you're bringing in the power animals too. So how do you do, how do you get them to get in touch with a power animal, and how is that expressed in their collage too?
The power animals, there will be a guided meditation to meet your power animal. So we'll do a meditation and a visualization, and there will be some journal and writing activities immediately after the visualization to capture what the visualization and meditation brought forth and which animals appeared to you. And then there will be some other questions as to maybe what's the significance, whether you have any prior experience with these animals, positive or maybe not so positive. And then we will begin the process of creating the cards, and I'll have thousands of images of not only animals but also symbols and nature and backgrounds. And we'll just create the cards. And then the third step is to introduce the card. And you use a gestalt process called I Am the One Who, and you become the card. you read as F U R the card. And so, for instance, I have a card right now, and it is an image of polar bears underneath a wave. If I were to read that, I would say, I am the one who is under the power of the water. I am the one who enjoys the silence and the beauty. So we bring forward the essence of what that animal represents to you. And then there's other questions such as, the gift I bring to you is.
And oh, that's a good one, yeah.
And the message I have for you.
Yeah.
And there will be some ways to remember the message and how to bring this into your life on a daily basis.
Great. Well, this is going to be a fabulous workshop. I want to encourage people to come. It is Kim Gordon Combo, Lions, Tigers, and Bears, Oh My, Soul Collage. It's going to be Sunday, February 19th, and in Seattle at the North Seattle Community College is where our workshops are on the weekend. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org and check out Kim's website, ignitechangecoaching.com. So thanks for being here today with us, Kim. I look forward to meeting you in February.
Thank you so much, Chris. I really enjoyed this opportunity. Have a great
day. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Pamela Gerke, who is going to be directing or conducting the Goddess Chant, which is an amazing performance that we're going to have at Women of Wisdom this year. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. You just heard Lorraine Bay singing Pray Like a Woman, which is on the Women of Wisdom CD. And you can get that on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. So now I want to introduce you to Pamela Gerke. She is a choral conductor who has worked with several choirs, including the Seattle Women's Ensemble and the Sacred Fire Choir. She conducted Goddess Chant at Women of Wisdom in 2000 and also in 2003, both of those in Seattle, and at the Goddess Conference in Glastonbury, England. She's a playwright and composer. She's written several works for musical theater and has been an arts educator for many years. Currently, she directs educational programs in two local Unitarian Universalist churches. She is going to be conducting our Goddess Chant performance. It's being held on Saturday evening, February 18th. It's at the Seattle First Baptist Church. And you can buy tickets for that. Just go to womenofwisdom.org, look for the 2012 conference link, and look for Saturday night's events. And you can also go to Brown Paper Tickets and register there for tickets. God, we're so excited to have Goddess Chant. So welcome, Pam, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, well, I was saying we're just so excited to have Goddess Chant. We first had it. It was our very first ritual theater performance. And we found you. Susan Chiat wanted to bring it. Her friend Shauna Carroll had created it, and she brought it to the committee, and we said, we listened to the CD, and we went, great, yeah, let's have this. And then Susan found you. You conducted that first year in 2000, and since then have done many ritual concerts for Women of Wisdom. So we so appreciate you being part of that, bringing that aspect of the divine feminine. So what does it mean to you to celebrate the divine feminine in that ritual concert form?
Oh, what it means to me is what I like to call embodied worship. And that's where you worship not as a passive listener, as we often do in churches and temples. We sit there and somebody, you know, does a sermon or reading, and maybe we sing a hymn. But in embodied worship, you are really more embodied. The music and the worship of the divine is through the voice, through the dance, through the color and the costuming and the lighting. And we hope to that in this concert that we will include the audience as well in some of that embodied worship.
How do you include the audience?
Well, we are working on an idea of having some kind of ritual element as part of the concert, so the audience would participate, and we're still working on some of those ideas, and we'd love to have the audience sing along with us on some of the songs. There's at least a couple that we can enjoin them to sing with us on. Because it's such a big hall, we can't really get everybody up on their feet and moving around too much, but we hope that they'll maybe dance in the aisles at points. And
I think they will. They did that before.
Yes.
We know our audience. They'll be on their feet. I know that happened the first time you did this. In fact, it was a real emotional journey for people that year when Goddess Chant was performed.
Yes, and we also will be bringing in ritual aspects to the concert. So we'll be invoking the directions, we'll be invoking the divine feminine. So we'll have, it's more than a concert. It's really more of some kind of a sacred experience, and we hope transformative and, as you say, emotional. That's our aim anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about how it was. If you know the history of Shauna Carroll, how she created this, how it came to her.
Oh, yes, it really came to her pretty much all of a piece. This was many years ago, but she had a divine inspiration and followed through on it and created a CD, which went on to become the best-selling CD of the Lady Slipper catalog. And you can still purchase that CD called Goddess Chant. And then since then, she began performing it as a concert, added several songs that are not on the original CD, and added a ritual element and a script for the priestesses and dance elements. And she's participated in performances back east in Hawaii, Boston, New York, some other places, Massachusetts, and then, of course, we've also done it in the International Goddess Conference in Glastonbury, which was a real high.
Well, tell us about that experience, because that, I mean, you're there in that environment of, you know, Glastonbury. That must be something.
Oh, it really is. You know, it really is such a magical place, and we all had, all of us on the tour, there was many of us who came from both Seattle area and Massachusetts area, and we met in England and did this concert in conjunction with a women's choir there in Glastonbury. So it was a joint concert, and just the whole experience of being in Glastonbury is quite magical, and I recommend it to anybody. And the Goddess Conference continues. It's a summer festival every year. I'm sure you can find it online.
Yes, and I know I've been told I need to go there. Hopefully maybe someday I will. Right now it's just a lot of work just to be putting on our event here in Seattle. I'd like you to share, because I know you've written a new piece about Florence Nightingale, and if you want to spend a minute talking about that.
Oh, I'd love to. Yes, Florence Nightingale was an extremely charismatic person, and she continues to reach back through the ages and touch people like myself and many others in the world. And I've discovered there's a whole Nightingale world out there of people that are still moving forward with her ideas, her values about healing and compassion. It's much more than just nursing. It's much greater about taking care of the world. So I created a musical about it. I've had two readings, performance readings of that to help me develop it. And I'm working in conjunction with an international organization called Nightingale Initiative for Global Health. And they want to see this musical performed all over the world as a way to inspire and educate people, not just nurses, but all people, about her life and her work, which was so much more than the kind of generally thought of media image of her, which is just being a sweet kind of goody-two-shoes nurse. She was actually quite a rabble-rouser and quite a radical, and really did amazing, amazing work in this world towards helping helping all people find health care and, you know, moving out of poverty and so much more. So I hope to see it performed somewhere soon, but nothing's happening right now about that.
Yeah. Well, me too. No, I saw one of the readings, and it is amazing. You do really, it's an eye-opener of about Florence Nightingale. And I know you're probably trying to raise funds to make this happen. So if anybody's interested in supporting this, you know, it's always good to get our stories out there about women and how, you know, this was an era she lived in where women weren't empowered to do stuff. And she did it, you know?
Yes. And I really see her as an incarnation of the goddess. It's her, one of her many aspects of healer, but not only the healing, compassionate aspect of, say, Mary or Green Tara, but also the transformative, kind of more fiery element of somebody like, you know, Kali, or, you know, just more of a change agent. She was a powerful change agent, and that understanding of her isn't always really well known. And that's an important part of our divine aspects of all of us, being able to make changes in the world for the better, for the good of all.
Yeah, and women, I think, are leading that, and we need to be out there. You know, I've often used the word for myself, change agent. Sometimes that comes up in meditation or in my own process, like we were talking to Kim earlier, making collage boards, and that term has come to me too, because I think as we bring our gifts forward, then and sharing them with others, we are being a change agent.
Yes, and also bringing to light just the power of the divine feminine, whether it be in a ritual concert or a musical theater piece. I think that inspires people to go out in the world, in their workplaces, in their homes, in their communities, to be those change agents. So we hope that people coming to Goddess Chant
will feel that divine light of the divine feminine moving through them to move in the world in just the right way.
Well, I know they will because I've experienced it, and it does inspire you to, you know, you're there, and men included. This event is open to men. And afterwards, we're going to have a big party downstairs celebrating our 20th year. We decided that would be the best way to close the concert that night. And so we're going to be having a party. I mean, we've got a lot to celebrate. 20 years is a milestone, and a lot of conferences don't last that long. And some reasons, having, you know, Goddess Chant is one of those reasons that we have lasted, because we do bring... We bring to life this goddess. We bring to life this feminine consciousness. It's not just talk. You know, it's an experience. And you know, and I know, that that's what Woman Wisdom is about.
You're right.
So thanks for being here today, Pam. And again, go to womanofwisdom.org and purchase a ticket to go see Goddess Chant February 18th. It's at 8 o'clock at the Seattle First Baptist Church. You can also buy tickets at brownpapertickets.com. So we're going to, it's time now for another commercial break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to one of our conference artists, Deborah Koff Chapin. And we'll be back in a moment.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart healthy gourmet seasoning at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and we're talking about the Women Wisdom Conference. And right now, we don't have our next guest. We aren't able to reach her. Chris, have we got Deborah on the phone?
No, we're still trying to call her.
Okay. Well, gee, here I am. I will just share my story of how I started Women of Wisdom, and that's a story in itself. It actually began before I even had the idea of doing Women of Wisdom. I had traveled around the world for 3 years with my husband, 1983 to 1986. And I came back, I was looking for some sort of, knew I needed some sort of spiritual path. It's when you're gone that long out of the States, it was kind of culture shock coming back. And I ended up going to Seattle Unity Church, and it started in 1988. And I was at a workshop, with actually one of our Women of Wisdom presenters from years back, Victoria Castle. And I remember doing an exercise where we were to write on a piece of paper what our mission was. And I'm not sure where this came from, if it came from because I'd already had done something like this, but it came out to bring people together. And I didn't know what that meant. I just thought that's something that I would like to do, I suppose. I think a year later, I went to a Unity retreat at Crystal Mountain. And Danan Perry, who was this amazing man, he started Peace Trees Vietnam. He did a lot of people-to-people diplomacy in the Soviet Union. And he does amazing workshop and exercises. And we were in a room up at Crystal Mountain. There was like 500 people and 500 chairs, and he had us blindfold ourselves. So we're blindfolded, and he says, "I'll get up and walk around." So you can imagine 500 people. It was a very crowded room, and you're just bumping arm to arm and walking around. And then he said, "Choose somebody." And I got this really tall guy, because I can, my arms had to go up to reach his, hanging onto his arm, upper arm. So Danan said, "Okay, now share with your partner what your purpose is, what your mission in life is." And we did. And then he said, "Now the other person is to repeat it back to you as if you are already doing it." And that was so amazing to me. It just totally resonated. Like it was like the voice of God and coming through this person. And I couldn't see him. So I didn't shut him out like, "You don't know me." And I just didn't discount what he said. It was just like, "Oh my God." And when he said, "Separate, don't take your blindfolds off and go sit down." And I went and sat down, and I couldn't move for 10 minutes. I just thought, wow, there's something to this. So then I knew I was supposed to do something, but it was a couple of years later that actually the idea came forward of doing Women of Wisdom. And now we have Deborah Kopp-Chapin on the line, and we can talk to her about her role because she's been involved for many years. She does touch drawing, and she's been doing conference impressions. I think she started way back in 1995, and she's been there every year except for maybe one. And you can actually view these touch drawings of our conference on her website. And she began this touch drawing process in New York City in 1974 after 4 years in art school. And she founded the Center for Touch Drawing. It's up on Whidbey Island in Washington State, and she uses this process in a variety of ways, such as healthcare, for stress management, spiritual development, and artistic inspiration. She also has published 2 decks of cards. They're called Soul Cards 1 and 2. They've sold more than 70,000 copies worldwide since 1995. She also creates inner portraits, has a deep session in which she creates a series of drawings for the recipient, reflecting their many subtle dimensions of the soul. And she is going to be doing one of our favorite, and we haven't had her for a few years, so we're so glad she's coming back to do her touch drawing workshop. It's going to be Saturday afternoon, February 18th. We'll be at the North Seattle Community College. And again, like all our other events, you can go to womanofwisdom.org and click on 2012 conference and click on Saturday workshops, and you will find Deborah Kopp-Chapin. So welcome, Deborah.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you could get on the phone.
Yeah.
First, describe to us what touch drawing is and then even how you discovered it.
Okay, maybe I will start with what it is. If you can imagine, I'm learning that people can imagine doing it without actually seeing me do it, but if you can imagine yourself doing it, you have just a rectangle of plastic in front of you like a board. and you put a few dabs of thick oil paint on that board, and you pick up a roller and you roll it smooth, make a nice smooth surface. And really, you can close your eyes even, imagine doing it while I'm describing it. When it's smooth, you take a sheet of paper and you put that paper down on the board, and we use kind of a very lightweight paper that's very delicate. And all you do is take your fingertips and let them dance on the paper. Just imagine touching this paper with your fingernails, fingertips, both hands, and doing a gesture that expresses how you feel right now. And then you take a little corner of that paper, lift it up, and everywhere your fingertips touch the paper, the marks were made on the other side because it was laying on the paint. So the touch of your fingers, without actually mushing around in the paint, sometimes people think it's like finger painting. It's really very different. You never have to put your hands in the paint. You just touch the paper, and the image is transferred directly on to the other side. And because that first drawing happened so quickly, you just roll your board out again and put another sheet of paper down. So when we're doing this workshop, everyone will have a drawing board and a big stack of paper, more than we can ever go through. So each person will have a whole pile of drawings by the end of the session. And that becomes a really kinesthetic journey inside your soul and your psyche and whatever level that you feel called to explore. It's a very inward journey to do one movement after another movement after another movement and transfer your sensations onto the paper. And people don't need a drawing skill to do this. I find that the natural body knowledge just seems to transfer onto the paper, and very often people who have not really had experience drawing are also surprised by the ability to create meaningful images. So that's the basic process, and I began it in 1974 in my last day of art school in New York City, and I was helping someone clean up in the print shop. And we had these pieces of glass with an ink rolled out on it. And I had a paper towel, and I was just about to start wiping down that piece of glass. And instead, I decided to just play for a moment. And I moved my fingertips in the back of that paper towel, picked it up, and had that exact experience of seeing, when I pulled it off, that there were lines on the other side. And the directness and power of that moment of having marks come directly out of my open hand, it kind of uncorked me, and there was an enormous energy that came through. So it was much more than just the discovery of a cute little technique or a little crafty thing. It was an energetic opening for me, so it was actually a really spiritual experience, an opening for me the first time I did the process. And I had a sense that it wasn't just for me, that this was really like a universal drawing process for people to do.
And so did you know right away? Did you just start doing it more and more?
I knew immediately. My whole life shifted after that first touch drawing. I mean, I was laughing hysterically and crawling around on the floor and picking up more paper towels and doing more little scribbles, and there was a naturalness to the line that I had just been missing in all my years in art school. It was so close and intimate. And then I started realizing I could draw little faces and figures, you know, with my fingertips. All in that first session, I realized I could do images, not just, you know, squiggles with my fingertips. And I immediately knew that it was not just a process for me, that it was, in a sense, having a calling to share the process with the world, really. It was kind of this big, you know, profound moment of, this is a new drawing process. This is a drawing process that's coming in that's going to be relevant and meaningful for people in the future. I had no idea what that entailed to, you know, develop all the work that I do around sharing the process. I had no specific images. I just maybe thought I would just show people the process and everyone would start doing it. But there was a sense that I had to, you know, go out and share the process with people.
That it was, you do that so graciously and so giving. You know, you're so giving in that teaching others that process that, you know, I know it's a favorite at Women of Wisdom. Your workshop always fills up.
Well, I love going to Women of Wisdom. It's just such a home ground. And both giving the workshop there, I think I've connected with so many women and men. I think one year we had men at the workshop, too, over the years. And also the drawing time at Women of Wisdom is really, really a precious time for me to Chris, you talked about the conference impressions that I do. I've gone to every year but one or two. I know my daughter was really sick and maybe I was sick. And that's otherwise I've been there every year where I listen to the main speakers. And as I'm listening, I have my drawing board just like I described. I sit on the floor in a little corner sort of out of the way. But as I'm listening, I'm taking in impressions from what they're saying, which I think we're all doing while we listen. We're all visualizing while we listen to someone. We're all having feelings while we listen to an inspiring speaker. But what I do with that is actually run it right through my body and out my fingertips and translate these inner responses to whoever's speaking or the wonderful musicians into images on paper. And being part of Women of Wisdom is just a core anchoring for me in the community and my life. I do this kind of work in many other settings, but never one singular place like this, like I have over the years. So I've gotten to draw for so many wonderful, wonderful, inspiring women.
Oh, I know. And so actually, we're going to talk more about that. We're going to have to take a quick break. So this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We're going to come back and continue our conversation with Deborah Kopp-Chapin.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Women of Wisdom.
Well, another great song by Lorraine Bayes, our Woman of Wisdom theme song. She'll be singing that on our opening night, Thursday, February 16th. We're going to have Jean Shinoda Bolin and Ubaka, no, not Ubaka, Ubaka Hill is Friday night. It's going to be Naomi Tutu on Thursday night. So, welcome back. This is Chris Danis and Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Deborah Kopp-Chapin. And she's going to be giving a workshop on Saturday afternoon, her Touch Drawing workshop, and you can read about that on our website. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. So, Deborah, please give your contact information where people can find your website and all the work you do.
Sure. You can go to touchdrawing.com. Pretty simple, the process of touch drawing with no space between it. And my website is so rich. I have a lot of stories about the different ways people are using touch drawing. It's a really healing, a healing creative art form. It's being used in hospitals. It's being used in organizational settings. So anybody who might have an interest in bringing creative process into their work, touch drawing is a very powerful way to do that. And you can read some stories on my website about a range of ways that people are using touch drawing. There's a story about childbirth education and how someone is using it in their classes. Almost anything you could think of that you do, there's some interesting way of integrating touch drawing into it if you already are a facilitator, a teacher, or a therapist of some kind. Very simple. Even in that one afternoon, if you get a core sense of it, you can begin to find the ways to incorporate that into your work.
Yeah, I mean, imagine it's a very intuitive process that really touches into your subconscious, too, because your hands are just moving, and sometimes you don't know, just like making collage boards, you don't always know what you're doing until it's done.
Absolutely. The intuition and that deeper part of oneself really rises, and it can be on a sort of a more of a psychotherapeutic emotional level. It can also be on a very more of a spiritual level. Those are very, very generalized terms. But even in the course of one series of drawings, what we would think of all those kinds of levels, you can move through many of those strata of your psyche. And so it's a very integrative process. It isn't just an art therapy. It isn't just an art form. It isn't just a spiritual intuitive process. It really integrates all of those things. And we did mention something earlier about another way that I use the process, inner portraits. That really taps the intuitive aspect of the process. And in longer workshops, like my touch drawing gathering in the summer, I have everybody experience doing that. And if I have ever been affirmed that every single person is intuitive, is through teaching the process of inner portraits, where people draw for each other. You sit with a partner, and I do this when I do it one-on-one with somebody. You sit with someone and do an intentional meditation around the process, and then if you're doing it with a partner, you each draw. But your drawings, you've sort of offered them to be for the partner, not for yourself. I have been blown away to see the consistency of how people can bring forth images that are deeply significant to their partner when their knowing mind had no sense or understanding of what these images were. And here's a great example I can think of. I was teaching the inner portraits at the touch drawing gathering once, and someone described what it was like to do this drawing. She says, I didn't understand what I was doing. I was drawing a bride, but there wasn't a groom. It was just someone in a bride's dress. And my little mind was like being critical. Well, this doesn't make any sense. And then I started drawing little flowers, and my mind said, I hate little flowers. Why am I drawing flowers? Well, when she shared that drawing with her partner just gasped, and she recognized something from her own life in this. Just that previous summer, a couple of months before, she had been in the mountains in a meadow with flowers, with wildflowers, and married herself. So the fact that she here was this singular, you know, bride, and that a partner who knew nothing about the experience had drawn something so specific that reflected such a profound experience in her life. I've seen so many stories of that nature. That's a really clear one that pops to mind. But the power of this process, if you were to take it, you know, deeper in your life, of being able to use it as a gift for other people, to draw on behalf of other people as a healing art form, is another aspect of this process that I really love and love to share about.
Yes, and there is that synchronicity. You know, I was the year we did our Woman Wisdom CD, I think it was 2002, Lorraine Bays and I had wanted to do a CD because we had all this great music from people who've been at the conference. And so she and I collaborated and put together the various musical pieces. And I went to your website and I saw this piece of art. I went, this is perfect for the CD. And then you told me how that was something you drew in San Francisco. What was it? It's called Singing Hill was the name of
Singing,
you tapped into
it's
the,
in Santa Cruz, this little small community of musicians, and they call the place Singing Hill. And the first time I'd ever gone there, I spent some time in the forest drawing, and I called that drawing the Spirit of Singing Hill. But it wasn't a picture of someone singing. So it was not a literal. It was like the spirit behind it. You attuned to the spirit behind it, not the literal level of it, as aligned with all of our beautiful singing. Yes, I love that too.
Oh yeah, and I'm so glad I have the original in my house.
I'm so glad.
Deborah is a fabulous artist. I mean, you know, she teaches us to do it, and we dabble, and all our, you know, intuitive things come out in the paintings, but Deborah's an artist at doing it. So when you come and you watch her in the evenings draw her impressions of the speakers, it's amazing to watch her. So thank you, Deborah, for talking with us today.
Yes. It's so great to talk with you.
Yes.
And I look forward to seeing you really soon.
Yeah, I am too. I think it's about once a year I get to see you at the conference.
I know. It's like home week, though. It's very timeless. It's an amazing feeling to come into Women of Wisdom and feel like no time has passed. We're in this kind of magical, timeless place together. So I look forward to seeing you in that timeless place.
Great. Okay. So I want to leave everybody with this message today. Perhaps spend some time this weekend playing with art, whether you doodle, create a collage, try the technique Deborah just shared of touch drawing, just something that expresses you. And you may be just surprised what you discover hidden in your subconscious mind. So I hope to see you in February, the 16th through the 20th. Go to our website and look at all the events. You can just go to one event. You can go to the whole weekend. As Deborah says, you just walk into a community of women, and you are just together in a collective and supporting each other, and it's quite amazing. So go to womanofwisdom.org. And we hope to see you in February. And I also want to give a thank you to Dr. Pat Show, who's one of our sponsors. She's going to be interviewing this month several of our Women of Wisdom speakers, and also myself. I'll be on her show on January 12th. I want to thank Karen Abbey, who's a realtor with Coldwell Banker & Bain, is sponsoring our Goddess Chant Night. And Lisa Michaels is sponsoring our opening evening Thursday night, and she's with naturalrhythms.org. So have a great weekend, everybody, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Staines. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Staines.
listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.